Hey everybody, it's Matt Peterson again with another Inksoft Thought Starter. This is a casual mini podcast where we dive into the ideas and insights that matter to you. And we're trying to help print shops and garment decorators move the needle for their businesses. I'm here with JP Hunt again, as usual. And today we're going to kind of get French with some stuff. So if you will, s'il vous plaît.
Yeah, here we go. So Matt, this is a topic called mise en place. And it's just fun to say.
Mise en place.
Mise en place. So this is a French culinary term, but this is a term, and this is a topic that I think a lot of decorators, business operators, production managers can get an awful lot of value from. So I was introduced to this French term, after reading Kitchen Confidential, Anthony Bourdain, who's a famous celebrity chef. He's wrote about his experience, working in the restaurant industry and sort of the subculture that is in that industry. But he made the strong point, never order the special. Mm. So the special is oftentimes ingredients that are about to spoil or in the process of spoiling. It's oftentimes something that maybe the head chef made up sort of on the fly to take advantage of those ingredients that are about to go bad. And the staff, the line cooks and the prep cooks, it's likely not a dish they've ever prepared before. So really it's you're freelancing it. So that spells disaster. Anytime you're freelancing something and making it up as you go, you're likely not going to get the best possible results, right? You might learn, you might make a lot of mistakes, which you can learn from, but there could be a lot of consequences to freelancing. So this notion of mise en place is, as a chef working in a busy restaurant, you need to be orderly. So, think about things like preparing ingredients in advance and having those ready to go when it's time to assemble that particular dish. So could you imagine mincing and julienne, a bunch of ingredients all on the fly for every single dish? No, you grab ingredients that are prepared and you mix those in a certain way to get the right outcome.
Is that what you see on the cooking show? Everybody has the little bowls of each of the
ingredients. In fact, it's called mise en place, right? Preparing and, readying those ingredients in time for a busy dinner service.
Nice.
So really, this notion of mise en place got me thinking, how do decorators, how do print shops, how do folks that manufacture, how are you preparing and readying the ingredients and unifying things in a way that allows you to have things right in their place? In fact, I should have mentioned that that's the direct translation of that French term, mise en place. It's things in the right place. So with that said, now that I've kind of set up the topic for today's podcast and discussion, let's now jump into the ideas and the insights and sort of the takeaways from this term. So Matt, I'm going to turn it over to you, if you will.
Well, let's stay with the cooking theme. We want to create a recipe, right? And you want to create it ahead of time. We're not just freelancing it and putting it together. So what is it? What's the problem or what's the project you have in your business? And think about what's an ideal recipe. If I had all the ingredients I wanted, what would they need to look like? And then I need to gather those ingredients. And so if we're thinking about, sending artwork over to our print staff, we want to make sure that we have all the files we need in one spot. Maybe we're using Google Drive and we have everything in a spot that everybody can find. And we're making sure that all those ingredients are in place. So when the time comes to put that recipe together that we've already decided on and agreed on, that everything is in its place. Preparing in advance is a huge part of mise en place. We want to make sure that everything is prepared ahead of time so there's no fire drills. We have thought of everything we possibly could have. Obviously, things could go wrong and we may need to go to the fridge to get an extra cup of cream or whatever. But, we need to prepare in advance as best we can. And then we need to group and organize everything logically. What do I need first? I want to make sure that's first in line. I don't want to go searching through the entire countertop of these prepared ingredients. Let's put everything in order. And I think one of the beauties of mise en place is that it just kind of gives you confidence that everything is going to work out okay. I've already thought through some of these things. So JP, what are some of the things you see that translate to mise en place in a print shop? What are some examples?
Yeah, well, let's start with best practices in manufacturing. And I think this is a good mindset for decorators. You're a manufacturing business. You're taking ingredients, preparing, elements, and you're producing something, right? You're generating a physical output. So let's look at lean manufacturing. And, it's funny that you can go from a French terminology to, say, Japanese lean manufacturing terminology. But here's a good example. you know, in Toyota, you know, who have been recognized as some of the best experts in lean manufacturing, and that's efficiency, that's reducing, you know, waste. But think about this way: if you're a technician on an assembly line building an automobile, you know, Toyota would recognize, why is this person stopping, turning, taking two paces, grabbing a tool or a part like a screw or a bolt, turning two paces back, returning to their tool, and then, you know, using machinery to drive that bolt. Well, so in the lean manufacturing process, it would be, how do we reduce those two paces? Well, let's bring the tool cart right next to the person so that they're not taking four paces and wasting 8 seconds. They're simply turning, grabbing, and assembling. So, you know, that's the same, you know, French culinary technique, right? Mise en place. Everything is in its right place. It's accessible. It's prepared in advance. It's about efficiency. And as you pointed out, Matt, this could be used in every part of the operation. This can be used in the art department. All art files should be stored in the same methodology, whether, you know, it's Google Drive or Dropbox, whatever it might be, the same name convention, folder structure. You know, everything should be in its right place, right? And I've heard of decorators losing art files, client files, because they have no standard operating procedure when it relates to preparing and storing and managing assets. So every department can benefit from this, right? Think about, you know, prepping everything in advance of, you know, firing up the automatic screen print press. You know, shirts need to be stacked and prepared. You know, think about having the consumables at hand, you know, screens are all prepped. You know, if you don't do these things as part of a recipe, then that creates inefficiencies. So, you know, that's my thought on sort of mise en place. This is just a mindset that I think every decorator could take advantage of cross-functionally across every part of the operation to put things in the right place. So it's pretty commonsensical. It certainly works in a busy restaurant to be able to turn tables quickly, to be able to have consistency when it comes to ordering the same dish, right? You'd expect if you love a dish from a restaurant, you order it next time, it ought to be exactingly the same.
Yeah. And I think it's important to note, JP, that it might take a little bit of time to prepare these things. You might have to step away from your day-to-day for a couple of hours to make that art file system. You know, you may have to step away to get that in place. But again, then you're not freelancing, you're not doing on the fly, you get more efficient, and you only have to really do it once and then kind of maintain it. I think from a marketing standpoint, for example, are you keeping track of all of your contacts and people that have bought from you in the past? Are you keeping track of those with post-it notes and business cards that are buried in your bag? Or do you have them in a CRM tool or a spreadsheet? You know, getting those in place so that when you want to send out an email announcing a new product or a new offering, that you can kind of find them and do that, you know, in a very quick and efficient way. It really literally applies to every single aspect of your business, from marketing to sales to shop production to everything that you do. And so I think it's super important to remember that it might take a little bit of time to set that up, you know, just like as it would in the restaurant. They probably have to spend a little bit of time preparing those ingredients, but it really is going to save them time and produce better quality on the back end.
And we take it one step further as part of lean manufacturing. You look at cost reduction and think about misprints, you know, failures in misprints, the cost, the customer service impacts that potentially could have by not delivering on time or delivering poor quality results. But even things like employee morale and employee attitude and job satisfaction, if everything in its right place, everything is orderly and I can do my job efficiently, you know, I can be measured for my inputs, right? Whereas, you know, the print shops that have sort of daily chaos and firefighting, you know, so this is a good mindset and technique that has implication that's far reaching throughout the entire operation, but also extends onto your end customer. Even down to think of something like a reprint, right? You know, that's such a common procedure. But again, if the recipe is modified ever so slightly, you know, chemistry is off or squeegee angle and pressure is off, you know, a rerun could look entirely different because the recipe isn't reproduced. So this technique, mise en place, I'm going to keep saying it because it's so fun.
So fun.
But nonetheless, this is super important to invoke this in your business because it's going to have far-reaching benefit. So Matt, as is our tradition, we like to end our Thought Starter podcast with not necessarily all the answers or insights or ideas, but you know, really the critical questions to get you to think about how you can apply these topics to your business. So bring us home and maybe conclude with some of the questions that business owners or production managers or, you know, leaders of a business ought to be asking to take advantage of mise en place.
I think the first question you got to ask yourself is, are you working on recipes or are you freelancing it? And how can I change that? So kind of take a look at your current processes, kind of rate yourself. How are you doing? If you're doing great, then what can you do to just iterate and make it just a slightly bit better and optimize? And if you're doing poorly, then what can we change? How can we make this recipe work? What tools or systems do I need to get all of these ingredients in place, so to speak, and develop a process for that? I think ask yourself, how can I involve my team to help me figure out some of these processes and implementing mise en place into all of our processes? And then ask yourself, is everything in the right place? Is the way we're doing it going to get the end result that we need? So maybe that's the first question, is what result am I looking for? What would I like to do in my business? Where do I want to go? And then how can I use this kind of, this process of mise en place to get there? And I think if you just start small, start with what can I do today to get this recipe lined up, I think that's going to help you. Don't worry about fixing everything and getting your entire, efficiency, streamlined process in place today, but you can probably put one or two things in place today. So I would start with that and see what you can do.
And to that point, Matt, let me jump in here and give a tip. You know, suppliers and vendors to the industry are very eager to help, you know, and by helping, you know, they're more likely to sell you more consumables. So, you know, look at your suppliers of ink and emulsion and chemistry, whatever it might be, and ask them, hey, we're trying to assemble recipes and best practices and develop our standard operating procedures for using your product. Can you come into our facility and help us set those up? You know, so they might already have this information. They might be willing to come in to consult and help you to ingrain, you know, these recipes in your business. So certainly take advantage of your vendor relationships because they want to participate and help because it benefits everybody. It's a win-win. Well, Matt, let's remind our listeners, if you have topics that you would like to see appear as an episode in our Thought Starter series, please email us. And you can do that by sending an email to hello@inksoft.com. That is a direct channel to Matt and myself. We'd love your feedback. We'd love your ideas. And we'd certainly like to incorporate those into our Thought Starter series. Well, thank you for tuning in and listening. And we certainly look forward to our next episode together.
Au revoir.